Magical realism, as I said, has gotten every mainstream accolade you can get, and there's serious academic study. Some people have said that Jorge Luis Borges is the greatest writer of the 20th century, and García Márquez is considered one of the greatest living writers right now, as is Salman Rushdie. So in that sense, these writers could not be further away from Tolkien or Stephen R. Donaldson or Terry Brooks, who really have not gotten a lot of academic credibility until very recently. You can, in fact, devote an entire course to magical realism or to any of its authors as individuals. They all have substantial bodies of work. They all have done very well both popularly and critically. But I think instead of trying to have a wide survey of magical realism, which, as I said, it could be an entire course, I'd much rather focus on just a couple writers and short individual works to give you a chance to understand how it works in detail, examining something up close rather than the grand picture of things. And then we'll see how maybe the details can show us the grand picture. Let's start with the Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges. He's one of the oldest writers on the list. He lived from 1899 to 1986, and he probably wields the most influence, not just in fantasy, not just in magical realism, but also in mainstream, plain old mainstream literature, and also particularly in science fiction. Borges worked almost entirely in the short story form, and that in itself is incredibly different from the massive novels you get with Tolkien, Le Guin, and so forth. Borges was also, a lot like Tolkien, very interested in using academic forms in his writing. He uses footnotes, he uses digressions, he invents strange authorities that nobody's ever heard of, and he uses real ones and he interchanges them, so you can't really tell if he's just making something up or if he's actually read up on it and is bringing some obscure bit of academia into his writing. He does both. Borges also, interestingly enough, liked the Anglo-Saxon language, just like Tolkien. I know someone who was seated next to Borges at a dinner for visiting academics back in the 1970s, and Borges insisted on trying to speak not in Spanish, not in English, but in Anglo-Saxon, which he'd been training himself to read and to understand. And he, according to my informant, spoke it quite well, actually better than the informant did. Borges also had opinions about things that are very, very technical in Anglo-Saxon. One of his short stories, he mentions the Anglo-Saxon poem The Grave and talks about whether it should be dated to the 12th century or earlier and things about the dialect. Now, this is a poem that, I mean, nobody studies, and Borges knew about it. So this suggests his incredibly wide range of knowledge and also his interest in the details of knowledge making, of the way people create knowledge about things, which we might call epistemology.